Hey, and welcome to another edition of Connectabytes with some news. I'm Neil Ronahan, making my long-awaited return. Ariel might have been better. I don't know. But I've got Patrick with me, as per usual. He's been the rock of the show lately.
I'm glad to be in the non-hosting chair for once.
Yeah, it seems like everyone hates hosting. I just generally am okay with it, so that's why I usually host a lot of things on Connectivity. But we're going to talk about some news, and it's the doldrums of summer. There's not too much. But first off, let's talk about this Wii U box art. We got some good Wii U news on retailers, Amazon.com, I believe, or some form of Amazon. They posted Ubisoft boxes for, like, Assassin's Creed and that Avengers game that kind of showed this, it's the box art, and it has a kind of GameCube half circle at the top that says Wii U, and it has that light blue color that's been associated with the system. There's also a weird little, like, yellow color that kind of is on the border of that. People are theorizing that might be the disc light, and that kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. And it also seems like from alternate angles of the Assassin's Creed box art that it's going to be a light blue box, which I guess is kind of makes sense, because we have seen Nintendo go from the black box of the DS to the white box of the Wii and the 3DS, and now it looks like they're going even more colorful. It seems like all of it, we're going to have multicolored boxes soon. We'll be able to make art out of our Vita cases and our 360 cases and our Wii U cases.
What colors are the Vita cases?
They are dark blue.
Hmm.
360 is green. But,
Yeah.
I think the box art looks nice. I look forward to see it, in reality.
Yeah.
And Nintendo did comment on it saying that, yes, those placeholders that other companies are showing are indeed accurate, and we'll be showing you our box arts soon enough. So, in September, maybe at this Nintendo Direct later this month, we'll be seeing some Wii U news with your launch dates and your prices and your launch games and your box arts. I'm almost getting to the point where I'm counting the days to find this out.
I was really excited about Wii U before E3 happened, and then, like, after E3, like, I got to play it, and my, like, hype just kind of dwindled, and it's just starting to pick up again with all this new news.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's kind of going to go, that ebb and flow of, like, when we hear something about a game, I'm like, I want to play that. Like, the EA stuff kind of did a good job of me longing for the system a little more. Although, I will not make my total prediction yet. I'll probably wait until the end of August. But I happen to be right on the money with the 3DS. I think I said $250 on the 27th. I might have said the 20th. I'm not sure. Either way, it was damn close. And I think my early pick is November 20th for $300.
I'm thinking $300 and the Sunday before Black Friday.
Yeah, I think that's the 20th.
Okay.
And I'm not sure about the pack-in yet. I'm not sure if it's going to be in there, and I'm not sure if, because of the pack-in, the price might be a little higher.
That's true.
The pack-in, it might be a little lower. I don't know.
Do you think it'll come with the Classic Controller Pro and the gamepad, too? There's much new stuff that they could put with the system.
Or is it going to come with a Wii Remote? I mean, that's the, like...
Yeah.
It's going to be tough. I feel like we're going to see a lot of bundles. I can tell you that much. We're going to be seeing stuff where it's like, go to Target and then get the Wii U that comes with the gamepad, and you'll get a Wii Remote, nunchuck, and a Pro Controller. And I won't get that because I don't need any more damn Wii Remotes. I already have more than I need.
I only have one Wii Remote Plus, so
yeah,
that is something I would be in.
I have the gold Wii Remote Plus from Zelda. And that is a hell of a controller. And I guess this is as good a segue as any, is that the gold nunchuck that complements that so well is hitting the North American Club Nintendo for 900 funny money coins. And I need to go dig up some codes that I have lying around in boxes I have a box with a bunch of codes in it, I mean in the game boxes, to go fill those in so I can get my gold nunchuck. Because that's the one thing, I don't actually have four nunchucks. I think I've had three for almost the entirety of the system's life. Obviously, I haven't really needed a fourth one, but there's just that completionist in me that's like, I should get a fourth. Hopefully they haven't sold out by the time I have 900 coins.
Because it's 900 coins, I think it will take longer to sell out. It won't be like that the case.
Yeah, the game case was the game case was stupid cheap. Yeah. So that's a thing that happened. It's been out in other regions, but we're finally getting it here. Might be a good excuse to replay Skyward Sword again. As far as the color of the Wii U, kind of going back a little bit to what we were talking about before, we'll find out about color variations when they announce the launch date, which, as I said earlier, will likely be either around August 20th or mid-September. I think it'd be kind of a shock if this month's Nintendo Direct has any mention of Wii U launch details. How do you feel about that? When do you think we're going to find out about Wii U launch stuff?
I think it'll be right around the end of this month, early next month.
Yeah. I mean,
if they do it any later than that, it kind of makes me question, is it actually coming out this holiday season? Which it has to be.
Well, I mean, I think it'll, at the very least, it'll follow the same path of the Wii and the 3DS, which had announcements roughly 2 months before launch. And if it's hitting that November 20th date, I would say pretty much like the absolute latest we'll see anything is like the week of September 14th or something.
The fact is they need to get pre-orders in earlier, so.
But pre-orders will probably happen before the dates are finalized.
Oh, okay. I would still wait myself personally.
So other news, kind of more 3DS related, is there's a new puzzle to get in Puzzle Swap. It's a new Super Mario Bros. 2, so go check your 3DSs if you haven't already for that familiar blue light, and then go claim your puzzle piece. I did not get a purple one. Have you checked your 3DS? Did you get a purple puzzle piece?
I did not check.
Okay.
I hope I get a
purple. You might be the only person with one purple puzzle piece, and you'll have to make friends with everybody. You're like the last man on Earth.
Now I've never understood, how do you swap the purple puzzle pieces without doing traditional Street Pass?
I don't know. I heard some kind of rumor that, like, it's very, very rare, but, like, if all you have are purple pieces left, then you might get a purple piece.
Hmm.
But I have never actually seen that happen. That might just be a suburban legend.
At E3, every time I did a Street Pass someone, I always would take the purple pieces first, because I was very concerned about how to get them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. New Super Mario Brothers 2 is coming out in 10 days. We will have a review up shortly after you hear this, as I'm currently playing through it, and my early buzz on it is that I like it a whole bunch. So look forward to reading my review. We have some more 3DS news, and that's that Code of Princess, the Atlas Brawler, is coming out on October 9th. It's going to come with an art book and a soundtrack. So basically, it's an Atlas game.
Yeah. I'm guessing Zach is going to be getting this one.
Yeah, Zach is very, very excited.
Yeah.
I didn't really pay much attention to this game. It was at E3, but I never really made my way over to the Atlas booth. It seems like a pretty sharp little 3D brawler, or I guess 2D brawler, just on the 3DS. It has a kind of Guardian Heroes thing where you're jumping between layers. It looks like there's some kind of RPG system and like 50 fighters. It sounds like it might be pretty cool if they kind of do it right, then it could be a great portable game.
Yeah. I like the games where they're like more sprite based and it's not 3D animation.
Yeah.
I think that lends itself well to the 3D screen.
Yeah. I like Parallax a whole lot. And the last news that we have, it's like I said, it's a slow news week outside of some interesting Wii U stuff. GameStop is going to sell an exclusive Skylanders Giant Golden Dragonfire Cannon Battle Pack. It's going to be $24.99, and it's going to come with a Series 2 Chop Chop. Chop Chop was a guy from the original set, and this is his new pose and variant with a special power. Then we'll have Shroom Boom, who is a new life Skylander, and the Golden Dragonfire Cannon, which will unlock an in-game battle arena for the multiplayer.
Hmm.
We don't know if this is going to be a timed exclusive or not. Most other Skylander stuff is, so I guess only time will tell, but if you want this on day one, then you might want to think about pre-ordering, because Skylanders, you're not going to have that couple days where people don't quite catch on. I have a feeling the launch for Giants is going to be a big deal, which is October 19th, if you do not remember.
I need to make sure I sink money into one of the Skylanders games, 3DS or Wii, before this happens.
Yeah, I'm very excited for Skylanders Giants. Outside of the Wii U, it might be my most anticipated game.
Are the figurines, like, I know you level them up in the game. Do they Can you transfer them from like a PS3 game to the Wii U or Wii?
All the characters work with every game.
Okay.
So like basically, you know, I have my Spyro. I'm playing with him on the Wii version. I can bring him to the 3DS version. I can bring him to the 360 version. I can bring him to the PC. I can bring him to the PS3 version.
I might pick up Skylanders, the first one for the PS3 then, because I'm kind of on a trophy run right now.
As far as I know, I mean, it's the stuff where like the Wii 360 and PS3 version kind of share, you know, they're the same game.
Yeah.
Some of the 3DS version, it's not like you'll carry the kind of experience that you build up to buy power-ups and stuff, because it's different in the 3DS game. In the 3DS game, you just unlock stuff by level, and there's a set path, whereas in the other versions, there's branching paths, and it's a lot of fun. Hmm. I've been meaning to kind of dive back into it, but I need free time to do that, and I haven't had much of that lately. But that's the news. It's a shorter episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And, I can't wait for more news to blow up, and we're getting to that point, guys. It's just the calm before the storm.
It feels like that's every couple of months. It's just before E3. It was just quite a big storm.
Just before the fall. Like, probably in about a week and a half, we will have one of these come out of the blue, because we'll find out about a Nintendo Direct about 5 minutes before it's going to happen, and then we'll have a Kinectabytes out when it's over.
Yeah. We'll record another one at like 3 o'clock in the morning, our time.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.